This episode, recorded during the 15th Parlamerica's Plenary Assembly, promoting inclusive societies for substantive development, Shirley Price, founder and chair of the Caribbean Domestic Workers Network from Jamaica, describes the challenges faced by domestic workers and presents the important role parliamentarians play to improving the economic inclusion of women working in the largest female occupation across the world.
Good afternoon, everyone. I would like to thank the organizer of this conference to include domestic workers on the agenda. It is a very important space for domestic worker voice to be heard. Domestic workers are household workers, or we are known of, or integral to our country's labor force. Domestic work can be regarded as the largest single female occupation across the world. As women workers, we contribute significantly to the national development through the performance of paid and unpaid work. We also have to struggle to combine our roles to look after our own families. Thousands of women are employed as domestic workers in private households across the Caribbean. We cook, we care for your children, we look after the elderly, we perform all other essential tasks for you as employers. Despite our important roles, we are among the most exploited and abused workers across the world. Some of the problems we face are very long working hours, overload job description, low wages, limited access to social security. Sometimes we face sexual, emotional, and physical abuse. We are often not regarded as workers and are excluded from labor legislation in most Caribbean islands. The majority of domestic workers do not have access to social protection because we work in a private household. We do not receive paid holidays. Our work is undervalued. We are underpinned as invisible, not recognized, or not respected. The employment of domestic workers had freed employers so that they can go out to go to school and to get better job, new employment opportunities, and to have a better career. But domestic workers have to stay in the home to look after the family. We don't have the opportunity that the other workers have. This is the same cry across the Caribbean. So there is no inclusiveness for a domestic worker. This has to change, and the time is now. Across the Caribbean, there's only three domestic workers organizations, one in Jamaica, one in Antigua, and one in Trinidad and Tobago. We need to organize domestic workers so our voices can be heard across the Caribbean. I just share a little of my experience as a domestic worker quickly. Having lived and experienced life of a domestic worker for 31 years, and I think I was one of the most abused domestic workers. I used to work very long hours and under some very harsh conditions. And when I tried to go to school, I always wanted to go to school to better myself because I believe in empowerment. And when I came home from school, my employer would lock the door and don't allow me in the house when I come home in the evening. For 3 months, she would deliberately lock the door because when I came and I would press the buzzer and knock the door, she wouldn't allow me in. I had to sleep in the doghouse with the dog for 3 months. In the morning, she would get up and open the door to allow me in to fix breakfast. And I did it with grace because I have an aim. I want to finish my schooling. This I did. I finished my first degree in social work, and I was asked to speak at Penn State University at their Workers' Rights Symposium, and they gave me a scholarship to do my master's there. I've now completed my advanced master's in labor law and global workers' rights. For us to get inclusiveness, we have to organize. In Jamaica, we organize ourselves. Because of my experience, I go there with other domestic workers and we started to organize. In 1991, we organized ourselves into an association with 175 persons. Now we have 5,900 members with 13 chapters across Jamaica. So we found out that if you organize, then you can get the government to listen to you because you can fight collectively. You cannot do it alone. We didn't stop there. We went to the Caribbean and we formed the Caribbean Domestic Workers Network. And because we found out that, again, you have to have members to get inclusive, to fight, you know, to get the government to put laws in place to protect you. You cannot do it alone. So you got to fight. So we formed the network. We also move on. And we found the International Domestic Workers Federation. Now we have over 600,000 members with 69 affiliates across the world. So we organize and we fight to win. This allows us to go to Geneva. And that's where we got the Convention 189. I was very instrumental in going to Geneva myself to fight for that convention. And that convention, thank you. That convention is what we're fighting for now to have it ratified across the world and in the Caribbean. So far in the Caribbean, only two islands ratified the convention. Guyana, of which myself went there to talk to the Minister of Labor, along with other domestic workers, and he ratified the convention in 3 months. And Jamaica followed quickly after when Prime Minister Onis won the election, and I said, make this be your mandate. He did, and he ratified the convention also. We are saying, parliamentarians, we are asking you, when you go back home, push for ratification of Convention 189 so your domestic worker can cover under legislation. Because it's the only thing that can get us inclusive. If you have domestic workers that are not protected, they are at the employers' benefit. Employers can do anything they want. But if you are protected and with law and you and of implementation, then domestic worker will be empowered. Domestic worker will move to the next level and be as workers as any other workers. Because right now, domestic workers across the Caribbean are not classified as workers. So we are saying, we organize to achieve full recognition in practice and law. We organize to obtain all legal rights and protection for domestic workers. We organize to defend ourselves against sexual harassment and other forms of abuse. We organize to defend better wages and condition of work, and to access and develop and promote ourselves in training, self-actualization. We are asking the parliamentarians here today for legislation to protect domestic workers to be enforced, to be put in place and enforced. Effective, we are asking for effective sanction to be put in place when there is laws and the employers are not abiding by it. We need sanction to be put in place so that employers abide by the rules of the land. We are asking for that legislation that is in country should be monitored and be evaluated, because some countries have laws and it is not being monitored. You know, it's just on paper. So we are saying we need it to be monitored so domestic workers can be protected. 3 islands in the Caribbean have very progressive law. I'm not sure what is stopping them from ratifying the convention. St. Lucia, I'm calling them out. St. Lucia, Grenada, and Antigua. Your laws are so progressive. I did a gap analysis and I found that out. You can ratify the convention now. There's nothing to wait for. Ratify the convention so your domestic workers are protected. We are calling on you today, before you leave here, we are asking that when you go back home, you ratify the convention, please. We are fighting for inclusiveness. Right, and we are saying ratifying the convention will promote inclusiveness. We need sweeping changes across the Caribbean in ratification. Jamaica did it, Ghana did it, so you all can do it also. We are asking for a commitment before you leave here today that you will push for ratification. Push for ratification, please, and thank you. Before I leave the podium, I just want to say I always end my presentation with a little poem that I wrote to kind of, you know, empower myself and others. Here I go. I am a domestic worker. Hear me roar in numbers too big to ignore. I have been down on the floor, but no one gonna keep me there. I am wise, but is wisdom born of pain? Yes, I've paid the price, but look how much I have gained. If I have to, I will do it all over again, because I am strong and I'm invincible. I am a domestic worker. I'm a domestic worker. Watch me grow. I can stand with any one of you toe to toe. I can cook your food, but I can't eat it. I was locked out of the house because I want to grow. I slept in the doghouse times and times again. But yes, I'm a domestic worker, and I'm invincible, and I'm strong. You can bend me, but will never break me. But if you bend me, I will come back even stronger, as this only serves to make me more determined to achieve my goal. Yes, I am strong. I am strong because I am a domestic worker. Thank you.